USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who's 95, back in the hospital in Americus, Georgia, that facility about 10 miles away from Plains where he lives. He's being treated for a urinary tract infection, the Carter Center saying he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. Doctors there performing a procedure to reduce pressure on his brain after a few recent falls. Carter is the oldest living U.S. president. President Trump attending the NATO summit in London, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the White House will not be participating in the impeachment inquiry as it moves to the House Judiciary Committee. She tells Fox News,
on October 8th, the White House counsel made very clear this is an illegitimate and unconstitutional process.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each to delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 268 points to close at 27,783, the NASDAQ off 97, the S&P 500 down 27 points. The TV ratings are in for two traditional shows airing annually on Thanksgiving Day. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Welcome to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
NBC's annual broadcast of the Thanksgiving Day Parade drew 22.1 million total viewers on Thursday. Now, that's down from last year's audience of 23.7 million, a decline of just under 7%, according to Nielsen. Meanwhile, the Buffalo Bills and Dallas Cowboys game on Thursday was the most watched Thanksgiving Day game on CBS Sports in 27 years and the most watched regular season game on any network in the past 3 years.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Prior to his departure to London for the NATO summit with President Trump, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking about Latin America, USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
That speech was delivered at the University of Louisville with Mr. Pompeo discussing some of the progress that had been made in Latin America.
In just the last few years, we've seen some truly remarkable things. Many nations have made a sharp turn towards democracy and capitalism, good government, away from dictatorship, socialism, and the corruption that has been endemic in some of those countries.
Pompeo was invited to speak by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell as part of the university's McConnell Center Lecture Series.
So what did the head of Facebook discuss with President Trump when the two met? USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
It was revealed Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg had an undisclosed meeting with President Trump in October at the White House after a public Oval Office meeting in September. As far as what went on in that meeting, Zuckerberg tells CBS News.
Sure. I mean, we talked about a number of things that were on his mind and some of the topics that you'd read about in the news around our work.
As far as if the president tried to lobby Zuckerberg in any way?
No. I mean, I don't think that's... I think some of the stuff that people talk about or think gets discussed in these discussions are not really how that works. I also want to respect that it was a private dinner, Brennan's private discussion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.